Holy crap. Oh my god. You dick.
Quiet, brigand. You're lucky to be allowed to breathe at all after you fired upon us. Ah, fair Sir Davis. That shot was most excellent. Thank you for the assist.
Of course, Sir Mike. It appears my help was needed as you were unable to strike a killing blow with your weapon.
The brigands had dodged my attack with swiftness I had not expected. Their skill was a surprise.
Ah, truer words were never spoken, Sir Mike. Perhaps that is why we do not announce our attacks with needless grunts of exertion. Such things notify our enemies of our swings.
Sir Davis, I hardly believe this is the time to critique my abilities as a knight. We captured the brigands as a team. Your skill with the weapon was legendary, but it quite makes up for your inability to run 50 feet without a heart attack.
Fair knight, you may fuck right off.
Please, please shut up.
Hey, my friend is bleeding out. What do you want? If you want stuff, we can give you what we have.
Ah, fair maiden, you mistake our intentions. We are no common brigands.
For we are the...
The Granite Guard, I know.
If you wish for us not to finish your friend off, you'd best not interrupt again.
I'm sorry, I just wanted to speed this up as fast as possible.
I'm still dying.
What do you want?
Always ruining it. Seriously, everyone always has to ruin it.
Don't let her get to you. Look, you ran first. That's not on us.
So you just attack people who run away? What a brave knight attacking people who have their back to you. Is that part of your chivalrous code?
Obviously not, but...
Huh.
Regardless, we want your shit, and tell your friend to stop moaning.
I'm bleeding.
We can always shoot you again. We won't have to worry about that anymore.
I'll be quiet.
Look, you can have the gun, you can even have what's in our pack, okay? Just let us go on our way.
Oh, that's a great idea. Not. We're not done here, little lady. You and the bleeding emo over here. What's your blood type?
Seriously?
No, smart ass. I'm asking for shits and giggles. Yes, I'm serious. Blood type. Now.
Ugh. Be positive.
And your friend?
How should I know? Punk, what's your blood type?
How should I know?
You don't know your blood type? How's that possible? You never go to the doctor?
Come on, dude. It's basic information to know.
I'll keep it in mind. I'm still bleeding.
What are the odds they're a match?
Pretty slim. But same odds she's a match.
Dude, that's not how statistics work.
What if we patch the bleeding one up? Take them back to the board for donation.
Be positive we can use. What if this one's an A? We got too much A already. If they're not a match, it's just going to be another mouth to feed.
They can probably do something with the insides, right? Someone always needs a transplant.
Fine. I got a blood test from the car. If the bleeding one is anything interesting, we can take them both back.
If not, we let them bleed out.
Perfect. I'll watch these two. Go ahead.
If she tries anything, kill her. Try not to miss this time.
Ass. Keep your hands high and face away from me. Not you, idiot. Keep your hand on your gut and try to bleed quieter.
Hey, Night guy.
My name is Sir Mike.
Sure, Sir Mike. You work with the board, yeah? I'm looking for someone. How about you take me there and we make a little trade? We can work something out and me and mine go free.
Shush, lady. If the board's got 'em, we're not selling. Besides, you'll be with them soon enough. You'll be on the chopping block.
Holy shit. I knocked that guy out.
Kit?
Hey, bud.
Jesus, Em, you're bleeding.
Thanks. Didn't notice.
I saw the one dude walk off. How many others?
Just him, but he won't be a problem much longer. You watch this one and keep Punk from bleeding out.
Hey, what are you gonna do?
I'm going to use this pickaxe here to spill his brain soup. Then we're going to loot his corpse and get out of here. You got a problem with that, Noodle?
Yes. We don't have to kill him. Just knock him out. It's pretty effective.
It's great that you're a kind guy, Noodle, and I'd love to have this moral debate another time, but I'm going to go kill a man. Give me one sec.
Stop it! What's the point of killing him?
Because he's a bastard who's going to sell us off to get harvested. Screw people like that, Noodle. And screw you if you don't get that.
It's not about them. It's about us.
Please save me.
You know what? You make a good point, Noodle.
Really?
Yep. I can't interrogate him if he's dead. I appreciate you reminding me. Love you for it. Be right back, gang.
Wait! Crap. All right, bud, you're gonna be all right. Move your hand, okay?
Canteen? Nope. Fire starting kit? Nope. Compass? Nope. Glucose meter? Oh, actually, glad I found this. There you are, blood test kit.
Hey, night-night.
Now we're definitely crossing a line.
Noodle, they take people and cut them up into little pieces to sell like it's a store. These people don't deserve your sympathy.
It's not about them. It's about...
I know. It's about us and our souls and all this moral crap. What's moral about letting them live?
I get it. They're awful, and the world is gonna be better without them. Maybe they do need to die. I'm man enough to admit it.
So what's the problem?
Torture is kind of crossing a line. That's, like, actually messed up, and we can't pretend it's not. Good guys don't usually interrogate people.
Come on, Noodle. I'm not going to waterboard him. It might produce false memories. We don't need that. Heck, we might not even need to torture him.
I notice that we've gone from interrogation to torture. Is torture on the table?
Maybe.
No!
I mean, I'd prefer if it wasn't. Is it necessary?
Hopefully not.
But you're gonna make him think it's on the table.
Exactly.
Let's try to draw the line at threats, okay?
Of course, little buddy. You did such a good job sewing up Punk. Now why don't you take them to the other cabin and get them some rest? You can leave this one with me.
I don't like how patronizing you're being.
I could kinda use a nap.
Noodle, make sure the other one doesn't get away. Both are going to have their time in the sun.
If I hear screaming, I'm gonna come running.
Don't worry, you won't hear anything.
Wow, that was ominous.
Come on, bud.
I know you're awake. It's all right. How much did you hear?
That you're looking to torture me. Your little scare tactic won't work. Your boyfriend over there ruined the surprise.
What are you? What are you doing?
Shush. Won't want him to hear, right? My boyfriend will get mad. Don't worry. You won't need this finger. Don't scream. You scream, and I'll take the whole finger. Actually, we'll start section by section. Turn your finger into little baby carrots. Unless you play nice, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Good. See, it's like training a dog. Except dogs can be helpful. Can you be helpful, little puppy? Tell me you can be helpful.
You can be helpful.
Good boy. I'm taking my hand off now. Remember. Sorry about that. It's just something about two dressed-up losers in their 30s trying to rob me that pisses me off. Now your friend walked off to get the blood test kit. That was stupid. You don't want to be stupid, right?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Now about that friend of mine.
How's the bleeding?
Not bad, actually. Really freaking hurts, though. I think it'll scar kind of cool, though.
It was a nail, not a 50 caliber bullet.
You're supposed to be comforting me. I've been injured.
You're a real rocker now. Felled by one nail to your tummy, and you're already almost back on your feet.
Unfortunately, I think you're a little low on Purple Hearts. But I wouldn't say no to some hand-fed grapes. What about you, buddy? Would you like some grapes, too?
Mm-hmm.
You look like you'd love them. You know, being without the hole in your stomach.
Or maybe I should be kicking my feet up, considering I saved the two of you. Seriously, these people had a nail gun and a pickaxe, and they beat you. Both of you had guns.
Hey, I shot the other one. Twice. They just had armor on.
Yeah, well, I'll take my grapes when you get the chance.
Anything for you, my liege. How noble of you with the big stick.
Stop.
King of the big stick, wielder of the wooden rod.
You ruined the joke. The joke isn't funny anymore.
Sir Davis here took the hard stick to the back of the head, and he couldn't handle it.
That one was a stretch.
I was just bleeding out. Cut me some slack.
This is why knowing your blood type is important. Maybe one of us could give you an infusion.
It's very important.
Oh, no. That wasn't an opportunity for you to hop in, Sir Sucks-a-Lot. I think it was a good trade, though. Now we have a car, and we even have gas for it. Everything's looking up for us.
Except we have to figure out what we're doing with these two.
What's there to figure out?
Well, are we bringing them with us to New Hampshire? Are we setting them free? You know, these are good things to figure out while Iona is torturing...
What?
Talking. She's talking.
Definitely not torturing, right?
I hope not. You see what I mean? They're a liability.
Yeah. Maybe we K-I-L-L them?
No.
Oh, crap. No. Sorry, definitely not kill.
We're not killing them.
It was just an option.
A bad option.
An easy option? Come on, look, a little pop, pop, and we're back on the road.
I don't want to die.
Dude, he's not a dog. He can understand you.
I'm hazy. The blood loss is making me loopy. But you get what I mean.
The easy option isn't always the right one. Look, I get me being a hardcore wuss is counteractive to you being a rocker.
Very.
But I don't like the kill people, Morgan. We got through this for years without having to do more than knock someone out, and it's worked perfect for us.
Okay, yes, but counterpoint. We're cool, right? We're a bunch of awesome buds who are really nice for the most part. Doesn't mean everyone else is... Sometimes you gotta rise to the occasion. Stuff goes bad and you either sink in the shit or rise above it.
You rise above it by killing? Kind of a bad analogy. Doesn't make much sense.
The analogy is whatever. Regardless, sometimes you just gotta do what you have to do. Doesn't mean we have to like it.
But do we?
Huh?
Enjoy it. Like in Albany.
I didn't... No, it's not like Albany. But the situation is the same. We're just a couple of clowns making our way home, and now we're taking down bad guys. Killing or not, the world will be better without these dudes cutting people up and eating them or whatever they do.
We don't eat.
Oh, no, that wasn't an invitation. We don't listen to cannibals. I just want us to get home, dude. Everything's falling apart.
Well, yeah. That's kind of what the end of the world is. But we've done well so far.
So far? I saw you in Albany, and it scared me.
It was self-defense.
I know. You saved us, and it was the coolest thing I've ever seen.
But?
But I saw you like it. That's what scared me. That's not a Morgan I like.
Help! Help! She's gonna kill me!
Crap.
Hey, you! Please don't let her kill me! Please! Please!
What's going on?
I was going to shoot him? Kinda obvious.
Why?
Cause I got what I need from him. He spilled his guts, and now we can move on. It's a win. You get it, right, Punk?
I'd prefer if you didn't.
Oh, come on. Don't go all soft on me. Look at him. He's actually pissing himself. That's pretty rocker, right?
I mean, a little.
Morgan?
I mean, that'd be the easy solution.
Exactly. These dickheads don't deserve your mercy. Look at him. This guy makes a living dressing up and selling people for parts. Name one redeeming quality about him for why he should live.
I mean...
You have a point.
Thank you!
That doesn't mean we should do it, though. We should leave it to a vote.
A vote?
Yes, a vote!
Hey, shut up. Noodle, you do realize I'm still the one with the gun, right? I can still just shoot him anyway.
If it wasn't for me, the two of you would already be halfway to the chopping block.
Exactly! So, kill him?
No! You owe me, so I'm cashing my favor in for a vote on his life.
This is the stupidest idea ever. Fine, we'll leave it to a vote.
It's like a reality TV show. The fated vote for a blue-collar cosplayer's life.
I vote he lives.
Wow, shocking. I vote he dies, Punk.
Oh, wow. This is a new feeling. I get to control whether this man lives or dies. Huh.
Why they say it like that?
Come on, bud. Think about how rocker it would be. We're bringing justice to the end of the world. That's pretty cool.
I'm not 5.
Then tell her you think he should live.
Okay, but like, he really shouldn't, should he? I get it, being kind and being moral and all that good stuff. But this guy was gonna sell our kidneys off and stuff.
We mostly want bone marrow, actually.
We mostly want bone marrow. Shut up. Kit, I agree that executing this guy is probably not the good guy thing to do.
Thank you.
But also letting him go is equally stupid.
Thank you.
So what do we do? Because we're at an impasse about a man's life.
I vote for option C.
Which is?
Exactly what we're going to figure out right now. What do you have to offer, friend? What are you going to bargain for your life?
What? What do you want?
I don't know. That's what you have to offer us. Come on, dude, I'm giving you an out.
Wait. I know. You want to break your father out, right? I can help you.
Retrograde is a post-apocalyptic comedy drama written by Joey Gutierrez. Follow us for all things Retrograde at weareretrograde.com or on Twitter at RetroGangPod.